A $5 million rice support project has been launched in Tamale. The project has the overall goal of increasing rice production in five West African countries, namely Ghana, Nigeria, Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso. The three-year project is being implemented by the Association of Church-Based Development Non-Governmental Organizations, which is founded by the Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa. Speaking at the launch of the project, the executive director of the Center for Scientific and Industrial Research, Dr. Abdullahi Salifu, said food security remains a major concern in sub-Saharan Africa. We bring you the details.
According to Dr. Abdullahi Salifu, most West African countries produce less than half their national requirements for rice, leading to high importation with implications for foreign exchange demands. Statistics from the FAO World Trade Report 2012 also shows that Nigeria is the world's largest importer of rice, spending $2.30 billion annually on rice importation. This is in spite of the fact that the country has 4.6 billion hectares of land suitable for rice production. The FAO report indicates that Ghana imports about 600,000 metric tons of rice annually, amounting to over $500 million. This figure constitutes about 67% of national requirements. Experts agree that increasing the production of rice will have a huge impact on the economy of the sub-region. The director of the Savannah Agricultural Research Institute, SARI, Dr. Matthias Fosu, disclosed that the project has three key objectives, including the provision of technical backstopping to link country teams to the rice value chain, supporting country teams to collate, analyze and synthesize data on the industry, and facilitate collaboration between countries to enhance national and regional knowledge sharing on rice production. The Deputy Northern Regional Minister, Alhaji ABA Fuseni, in a presentation to launch the project, noted that food security is a political issue, and any country that relies on others for its food needs cannot assert its independence. He appealed to Ghanaians to change their taste for foreign products in order to help the national economy.
A news desk report.